I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. An estimated 1.5 million children roam the streets in Russia. There are more than 750,000 orphans, and the rate of HIV infections is rising more rapidly in Ukraine and Russia than anywhere in the world. It's dire news, but there is hope. Russian Ministry's Anita Danica says they're part of two conferences to help address those needs. There's lots to overcome, though.
And so every effort is needed, but it's ultimately the gospel and changed hearts, changed lives that can produce the kinds of values and make us see change. And so that's our prayer and hope.
Next, a short-term mission team planted seeds for future growth in Haiti. AMG International's Alicia Hatton says they worked with a partner church that runs a 700-student school in the town of Grand Basin, about 30 miles from the Dominican Republic border. The children were receptive to the hope of the gospel, receptive to the point where they're planning a follow-up trip as early as March 2007.
Many of these students are not Christians. They have not accepted Jesus Christ. And so it was very important for us to share the gospel to them in every single class and give them an opportunity to respond.
And finally, the American Thanksgiving holiday is just 2 weeks away. City Team Ministries knows that during the holiday season, poverty-stricken people suffer more than ever. It's also a time of year that many people decide to make big changes spiritually. That's why City Team has launched its 2006 holiday meal campaign to prepare for the tens of thousands of meals they'll be serving up in the next 2 months. Help restock City Team's food pantries and transform lives. Go to our website for information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.